I can go. For all this, there's only one.
You got the touch. You got the power.
What up?
Hello, friends. This is Glenn Danzig's Punch Out. You have DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle.
And I'm Jacob.
Yeah, you have Jacob, I guess. He seems like a pretty chill guy.
That's me.
don't let his kind of demeanor fool you.
Oh.
He's actually.
Oh, like, we got some music. We're playing music.
Are we playing music? That's a good question.
We're about to kick it off with some heavy stuff.
Yeah, no, this is just a fall river thing. We're going to take a slight pause. We kind of accidentally had the playlist on shuffle. You guys will hear that fancy tune with a proper introduction to it in a moment. By the way, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, if I didn't add that part. At the
Freeform Radio.
Freeform. Woo! Oh, I crack me up.
Play the song.
Yeah.
waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole. Yeah. The signs of time for me are running
word from our locally sad sponsors.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why.
Bye-bye. What's up?
What's good, Famborghinis? You just heard a bunch of classically wonderful tunes by the legendary Dillinger Escape Plan, the always sad True Widow, and 40 Watt Sun. Why did we have 2 5-plus-minute back-to-back sad songs? I couldn't tell you.
It's just how I've been feeling, friend.
Friendo.
Look at this meme.
What? Yo, these New York Timberland memes are
pretty awful. I'm gonna be real. They're pretty low effort garbage memes.
They're low effort.
Every one out of like 10 is maybe funny.
But the ones that are funny are really funny.
The ones that are funny are really funny. A lot of them are very casually racist.
Oh, well, yeah. Do you see the kids that make them? It's not okay.
Yeah, it's bad. So we're condemning.
Like that Facebook event.
Oh my god, that was so good though.
It was so good, and then it got
who it was run by and who posted the memes. It's all bad.
And then it got so out of hand, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it was just the absurdity of everything going on in that group that just made it so funny.
Shout out to Facebook meme events. All right, so we just played 43% Turnt by Dillinger Escape Plan, Carry Me Home by 40 Watt Sun.
Four Teeth by True Widow. The inferior live version of Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden.
The definitive version recorded in any format of Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden.
We might have differing opinions. Yo, shout out to the Uprising poster on the wall.
Right Brigade and by live version and Firing Squad by Power Trip. Shout out to the Uprising poster that's hanging on that bulletin board.
Can you guys hear my nose on the microphone? I haven't had a lot of sleep, Jacob.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty tired. I'm running low. Going home Sunday. Skipping class Monday and Tuesday. Good choice.
That's dope.
It's pretty dope.
I'm excited for you. You know what I'm going to be doing? Going to shows and like wallowing in self-loathing for the usual.
I'm gonna do that just on the comfort of my couch.
In the comfort of your own bed.
All right, we got more music.
We also played The Touch by Stan Bush. You can't forget that.
Yeah, I wanted to.
You got the touch. You got the power. All right, are we getting back to the business?
Back to the business.
You look like the business.
I am the business.
Is killing
Jennifer
your business.
Wrestled her friend playfully to the ground.
I mean, honestly,
pretty bad, honestly.
Business is not doing that well.
Stand and began looking at the girl's eyeballs as if they were sugar cubes. Their bodies convulsed and flailed with an almost seizure-like intensity, at times their pale limbs seeming to shift back and forth from one torso to the other. A crowd gathered almost immediately to watch these two girls tie and untie their bodies like a pair of pit vipers. They were confused or concerned or shocked or aroused or all of the above, but no one dared interfere with the performance. Jennifer's long, ashen hair hung down, concealing the girl's face like a curtain around a hospital bed. No one had any idea that the girl's eyes were rotting under her ruby tongue. This is disgusting. It's pornography, explained a pasty slug-like woman in a fur coat, vanilla ice cream smeared across her double chin like a money shot. Countered a balding professor type in his mid-40s, his left hand stuffed crassly down the front of his pants. No. 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 This is beautiful. This is art.
Yeah.
What's up? You just heard
bad Glenn music Danzig's according to Jacob.
Power Hour.
Glenn Danzig's Power Hour.
Punch out on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, we just had to deal with Jacob berating my music taste for about.
I just thought that song was kind of garbage, but you know
what? You think every song by them is garbage? Doesn't count.
So that's cool, and that's fine because I played some garbage music tonight too. So you just heard what, Jason?
You just heard A Metaphor for the Dead by Anal Nathrach. Or, actually, I can't call them by their other name on the radio because it's not okay. Rapture by Touche Amore. Or in this, Touche Amore. Last Light by Converge, one of the greatest bands ever to exist on this planet. All right. In Hell is Where She Waits for Me by The Black Dahlia Murder, which is off of their best record that they don't even play anything off of live. And a lot of people seem to hate it. I think it's their best.
What record is it?
Everblack.
Okay. Was that like Everlong?
Yo, have you ever heard the Hive Smasher cover of Everlong?
That's a thing. I need to look this up.
They played a song called Send Me to Satan, and they have like, it's like a 36-minute song. The actual song itself is like 23 minutes, and then it's just them messing around with a theremin for like 40 minutes, or like 30 minutes, and then there's like a silence. And then they do a grindcore cover of Everlong.
That sounds kind of sick.
It's actually really dope. We also played all the 1-2 punch of Cheerleader Corpses and Jennifer by Pig Destroyer.